Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Last night we did something we have never done before. We put our cat Rick in a backpack.
Yeah.
Now before you say, now wait a minute, the poor thing is like kidnapped or something. It's not what you think. It's not like a knapsack like a kid would bring to college.
No.
Your brother as a gift, yeah. I guess kind of as a birthday gift because you hadn't seen him for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You were out visiting him a week or so ago. Gave you a gift knowing that we have cats. He's got a couple of cats.
He does.
We have a cat. I didn't say
he's
we have
cats. He's got those little bald cats like Mr. Bigglesworth.
Oh, from Austin Powers?
Yeah. They're the bald one. They're very cute.
And from James Bond. Yeah, all the supervillains have got those cats. So I guess your brother Tyler is a supervillain.
Well, Grayson, our five-year-old, would tell you that since he tried to pull out his tooth, but yes.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We told that story. Wrangled the poor kid.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, he gave you a backpack. It's got a plastic cover to it, and it's got little breathing holes.
Right.
And it's specifically designed to put the cat in and then put it on your back and then take it for a walk because, as you know, cats are
cats.
They get their own agenda.
Yes.
And even if you put them on a leash, they can easily choke themselves because they want to pay no attention.
Right.
It's not like man's best friend where the dog will walk with you.
No,
the cat has got his own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So, believe it or not, Rick took fairly well to getting into the backpack. We tried this in the house.
Yeah.
He was a little unsure, wasn't sure. But once he realized what you were doing and that he could see through and walk around,
mm-hmm.
he kind of liked it. So he said, you want to go for a walk? And he pretty easily got into the backpack.
He did, yeah.
Because he does take direction.
He does. He's smart.
So you got him in there. And we went for a walk last night with him. We'll post a picture of this on our Robbie and Rochelle Facebook.
Yes.
And share it to the Boss Facebook mm-hmm. as well. We did a little walk on the Point Pleasant Boardwalk.
Yes.
With Rick in a backpack. And he seemed to like it. I think his biggest issue was it was a little nippy.
It was
a little cold for his liking.
I think our next adventure needs to be going to the Jenks Aquarium, and we can take him to see all the fish. I think he'll love it.
Well,
with the
see,
cat
no,
in
we
the backpack.
We did not run, other than some random guy in a parking lot with his headlights on.
Yeah.
So there's some sort of criminal activity going on.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't encounter anybody
because
we went at night.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if you're supposed to walk the boardwalk at night.
We broke through the caution tape.
I don't know if we broke through the caution tape. But we just did a little stroll up to the water and then back.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how he would do if he encountered other people that he doesn't know.
I don't know, but I think he would love to go to the aquarium. Can you imagine the little penguins bobbing around and Rick just staring at them? It would be a great day for him.
He might get agitated because he'd like to kill them and eat them. So I don't know how that would go. I think he'd also like some funnel cake.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And to play whack-a-mole at the arcade.
There you go.
But again, that picture is posted on our Facebook. It's Robbie and Rochelle on 107.1 The Boss. 7. Welcome to Finally Friday Morning. Big weekend. Friday, February the 11th, 2022. You got Valentine's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is usually President's Day weekend. I think President's Day usually falls on the 12th, but it's a couple of weeks late now.
Does it?
A couple of Mondays away.
Okay. I thought it was like the 21st, but okay.
I usually think of it being around the 12th. It's a different date every year, right? It's not like Christmas or...
Yeah, I think it's always on a Monday, though, right?
I think it's usually a Monday.
Yeah.
So I think it moved forward because they didn't want it to coincide
with Valentine's Day.
We wouldn't want Lincoln and Valentine's Day to coincide with each other.
That wouldn't be good.
Of course, it's also big game weekend, so a lot of parties going on this weekend, a lot of tailgating. So we got a busy weekend ahead of us. Now, when it comes to Valentine's Day, when it comes to all holidays, you and I kind of have an unwritten rule where we don't really buy each other anything. We just have an open-ended policy that if one of us wants something, go buy it, and that's fine.
Sure.
And just let the other person know, as opposed to, let me make a big fuss about buying something for a holiday. Is that about right?
Yeah, I would say that's right. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely more so my rule than yours because you don't really go out and buy all that much, but you let me, you know, basically, if I want to.
So if you want to, you're saying I'm going shopping and I'm going to go buy something and I'm probably going to spend this amount of money. Yeah. We need to figure that out. Oh, okay.
I usually will buy you stuff, but they're not always, you know, we don't consider them gifts per se, but I do.
I got you more deodorant.
Right. Well, that's what you asked for
Absolutely.
Christmas. Your Christmas list involved toothpaste, deodorant, like new underwear.
I wanted some sparkling water last night.
Yeah.
And you made it happen for me. So thank you for that.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
We've been having quite a deliberation about whether I should switch allergy medications. Because that's where I'm at in my life now.
That's marriage right there.
We were FaceTiming with Lola, who's 11, if you've never heard us talk about Lola before.
Yes.
And so she's very concerned that, because she bamboozles me for gifts every time I see her and her brother, she's very concerned that you're not getting gifts. She goes, what are you buying your wife for Valentine's
she
Day?
She did say
that's
it.
That's exactly
like that
the
too.
Way she said it, too. She turns into like she turns into a lady who's been a smoker for 40 yeah. years, who's the super of a building.
She's Marge.
On the Upper East Side.
She turns into a Marge.
Yeah, Marge Simpson, uh-huh. yeah. What are you buying your wife for Valentine's Day? She develops a weird Brooklyn accent. It's a strange thing.
It's so true.
So I said, well, I don't know, but I did want to, I have a, and this is true, and we deliberated this. I have a gift card, so I have some money, a store credit that I want to use, and I would like to use it on you.
Yeah.
And then some. So I'd like to buy you a purse or a nice pair of shoes, designer shoes, and you have been a little wishy-washy about that. So I told all of this.
Yeah.
And I said, also, if you'd like to go and get, you've talked about getting a consultation for some plastic surgery or some Botox or whatever it is. You've had some shots, you might want more. Go and do any of these things.
Right. Right.
And if it's going to be a huge expenditure, let's get on a, you know, let's discuss it.
Yeah.
Get me some pamphlets.
I have a very hard time accepting gifts. Like, I want all of those things and I like them.
But here's the thing. It's like, so I've given you all of these things we could do. We could go to dinner.
Right.
We could take a little drive. Right. This is a different discussion, but our neighbor has a Tesla.
Yeah.
Beautiful $80,000 car. He's got a couple of them. He's got that white one. It's probably like an $80,000 car loaded with goodies because he showed me the car. Said we could take it for the weekend for a little cruise. So we could go for a little drive. You can drive. And yet, if I don't get you anything on Monday, there'll be the, oh, well.
Here's the difference between you and I. You said when you started this conversation, we kind of have this unwritten rule that if we
do,
want
but then you're not satisfied with
it. No, it's not that I'm not satisfied. It's that it is an unwritten rule, but I would prefer
that I surprise
you. That you just, because I don't, I feel bad saying that I really need a new purse because my purse is ripped and I don't. I feel bad spending that money, but if you just went and did it, I would A, know that you liked it because you went and got it, and then B, I wouldn't have to feel bad because you went and did it for me rather than me saying, yes, I want you to spend the money. Like, I it makes me feel bad to do that.
Yeah,
so
but
I
then
don't...
there's, like, for example, we talked about this. I booked a vacation. And
I was so, I cried.
And you got very
so
excited, and you went, oh, but also I got to go fly and see my mother, and then you've got to, we got to pay for this, and we got to get new brakes, and you know what, let's just put, well, I thought I was doing something nice, and I feel like a dummy for going out and buying something stupid, you know what I mean?
Well, to be fair, we're talking like $100 purse as opposed to a $10,000
purse. Wasn't a $10,000 vacation.
Not yet it wasn't, but all the stuff you wanted to add on to it was. So
like, let me go rebook this.
It's a little bit different.
Now, I'm talking about a designer purse. We'll spend it. We can buy a really nice purse.
Again, I have a hard time
saying.
Do you
want a card?
Do I want a card? Like a Valentine's Day card?
What about flowers? Are you a chocolate and flowers kind of gal for Valentine's Day?
We've been together this long, you don't know. See, this is a problem if you don't know that.
Because, again, I think I'm the perfect guy in which I just say, go buy whatever you want, and that will be, and you'll be happy, and I'll be fine.
It would be so weird if I came home with chocolates and flowers for myself, and I was like, oh, I bought this for myself.
Well, that's what I mean. Is like, that's something I understand that you should go buy for your person. So would you even want that? Would you not prefer?
I mean, I wouldn't turn it away. You're going to give me a big box of chocolates. Well, I'm never going to say no to that.
I know you like chocolate. But you'd be happy with a little bag from the convenience store of peppermint patties.
I would love it. Yeah, that's fine, too.
There's
the thought that counts. That is actually a thing.
It's still pleasing you.
No, it's the thought that counts. I don't want to have to think about it. I want you to do it for me. And I don't think that this is a weird thing.
I don't know if it's a weird thing, but I don't understand why we can't just go and pick it out. So I know you'll be happy.
We can, but don't you prefer when I just go to the store and you come home and it's there for you? Don't you prefer
listen to
that?
Listen to this. At Christmas time, we go to the department store. Buys yourself this... I don't know, $150 thing of makeup. Got all the little slots and drawers and all that, whatever it is you women do. And I was like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Go buy it. Oh, I don't know if I can. Go buy it. It's Christmas. Okay, she buys it. Then she's mad at me because I didn't take the time to watch her open it and go through it. Now, I wouldn't have known what the hell to buy. I would have been stressed about that. I would have been really annoyed if I bought the wrong thing and then you weren't happy or we had to return it. Mm-hmm. So you picked it out. You got it. No problem. I'm glad. And then I'm not excited enough once you open it up. There's no pleasing you.
Couple things. It was perfume, not makeup.
Oh, yeah, it was perfume. The makeup thing was we bought that for Lola. I get confused.
Yes.
I get confused.
And I didn't want you to watch me open it. I was just opening it. And then you were like, oh, did you get, you were surprised that it was open. So don't put this on me. A little chocolate, a little flower goes a long way.
We're
going to
take the neighbor's car and drive on his gas.
I'm cool with that, too.
I'm
going to
see if you'll throw in another gift card for dinner. Come on, Dan.
Come on, Captain Dan.
Hey, guys, I was listening to the show. Not funny. I didn't get it. He'll do that once in a while. He hear something on the show and I go, I hope he didn't hear us talking about him on the air. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a little afraid of
Kevin. He's going to hear this one now. We called him by name.
Yeah.
So.
He's a superstar. He's more famous than us.
Yeah, he's
so
awesome.
I'm sure people know who we're talking about. Speaking of superstars, intern Vinny has been out on family leave.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little announcement. I think you know where this is going.
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock this morning. It's okay. It's all right. I've gone through the stages of grief on this.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say for now. That'll be a little after 7. We got more. Winning before you can buy them tickets, go see The Who at the Garden. We'll get you qualified for the stadium tour to head to Florida. 7:50, we continue our conversation. There were so many yesterday, we couldn't get to them all. He said.
She said.
Talking about famous people went to your high school. Dumb crook news. The freak out to kick off the weekend. It is all coming up. I told you we got a big one today. Well, let's take a look. Thank you for sending these into us. Get another big weekend here. Sometimes we have some events that we want you to know about. The Boss is on tour. Sometimes they're fun events people send into us. Sometimes they're charity events, people trying to give back. Sometimes a combination of all of the above. It's how we do in the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. If you do want to reach out and let us know about something, feel free to contact us on our page, 1071theboss.com, or on our Facebook, New Jersey Convention Exposition Center in Edison. It's the boat sale and expo. It starts on Thursday and then runs all next weekend. Heads up on that. 11 to 7 each day. You can cruise through the boater's marketplace full of accessories and services, great fishing, boating seminars, activities for little boaters, and a whole lot more. The best thing you can do is go, imply you're going to buy a boat, then make friends with somebody who does buy a boat.
Yes.
And then you get invited on the boat.
Yes.
You get to enjoy the boat. You don't have to clean, maintain, or finance the
boat.
Correct. JerseyBoatExpo.com for all the details. Father-daughter dance is happening Sunday night. Just ahead of Valentine's Day, 5 to 6 at Gigi's Princess Palace in Bloomfield.
Aww.
Daddies, take your daughter out for a memorable night of ballroom dancing. Meet Princess Belle and Tiana.
Oh, fun.
Hopefully somebody called the copyright department at Disney. All events.in. I get it. Oh, it's allevents.in instead of .com.
Right.
/ Bloomfield Father Daughter Dance. You'll find it. I'll
got
do that
it.
Again. Allevents.in/ Bloomfield Father-Daughter Dance.
We got
you can
it.
Join us for 107.1 The Boss tailgating at the Cabin in Freehold Sunday afternoon ahead of the big game, right to kickoff time with great prizes. That starts at 4. Also this weekend, you can look for us at the 15th Annual John Centner Memorial Plunge. That's tomorrow morning at 11. Martell's Tiki Bar on the Point Pleasant Beach Boardwalk. And we'll be doing another coat drive for the NGEA Coats for Kids program in Oakhurst. Handing out winter coats to kids in need.
Right.
We'll be collecting those right outside of, putting them right in the back of the Boss van, and then we distribute them out to the centers Sunday from noon to 1. So big weekend. If you forget everything I just said, the event page, 1071theboss.com. There's a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. All right, we've gotten a couple of emails this week. Not that many, let's be clear. No, that's not true. We've had a lot of people ask us what's going on with intern Vinny, and the truth is he's got some family stuff going on.
Yeah.
So let me take a step back. You and I first started working together out in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and we worked at a couple stations out there. We met Vinny along the way.
Yes.
And there was an intern Vinny before, our beloved intern Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Kid was kind of a goon, to be honest with you.
He wasn't a goon. He was fine.
But we liked him enough that then his name is Brendan.
Right.
And we asked him to call himself intern Vinny on the radio just as kind of a joke, and it stuck, and we've been calling him Vinny for the past couple of years. And we had the opportunity to come here to this radio station and we thought it was a good opportunity for the show, and we said, would you like to come? He said, well, I got this family stuff. I got these obligations. I just don't know if I can do it. And so he's decided to stay out there, and I guess it's a good thing he did because he's just got a lot of stuff going on.
He's a young kid.
And
he's got a bunch
of brothers and sisters that are all younger than him and a single mom. So he's got a lot going on out there. And he does have a little thing going for himself at a radio station out there. So we wish him well. So unfortunately, he said, you know, I just can't. It's a whole complicated thing,
much.
But it's just a lot for him to be able to come in and do what we need to do and to occasionally fly out here, and he couldn't do it. So I said, look, I would prefer that you do what you have to do as opposed to feeling stressed out.
Right.
So we talked about it, and he was thinking about it this week, and he finally just went, I said, you don't say anything.
Right.
I know what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. And so, unfortunately, this past Monday was Vinny's last day on the air with us.
Yes.
And I said, do you want to call in? He's like, what am I going to say? I just feel bad.
I think he honestly feels sad. Like, I do think that he's feeling a little upset because he does want to be a part of it, but everybody has family things, and everybody has responsibilities. And we absolutely understand that, and we love him, and we wish him nothing but the best.
No question about it. He's a great kid. He's a talented kid. So we're going to be, and we'll stay in touch, and maybe he'll occasionally surprise us, call in. OG Vinny check
That's
in once
true.
Or twice. So
That's
you know,
true.
You just never know. And I do think that hopefully he'll continue to pursue at least playing DJ part time or something on the weekend when he's not doing what else he's doing. So, anyhow, we're going to miss him, but we thought today we would put together a little montage of some of our favorite moments over the past few years with little intern Vinny.
Intern Vince, always a round of applause for it.
Thank you.
You gave yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, I always got to. You got to hype yourself up.
That's okay. Right. If you don't pat yourself on the back, who will? Certainly not us.
My mom, maybe?
Intern Vince here. You know what it is. We're at the Mike Pence rally here at the airport. I'm on media duty. So that means I get to come here, take the fun pictures and whatnot. So I'll be here for... till this bad boy ends. So I'm going to be here till the end.
I think the best part of that is they're cranking Elton John. Tiny Dancer. Rev up the crowd with some Elton John yacht rock.
Right.
Intern Vince, dressed as Abraham Lincoln, dressed as Abe, he's going to be handing out pennies.
They're not pennies.
I'm sorry, copper medallions.
They're copper medallions.
So anybody walking by? All right, Vince, so how's it going down there?
It's cold.
Happy President's
right.
Day.
Thank you. Happy
thank you.
That was just... And then all of a sudden, there's a scream. You fall down.
Uh-huh.
Your computer flies out of its bag.
Yep.
And it's because Bozo here... was hiding in the hallway with the light off and recording it to try and catch the reaction.
Not only hiding, but sitting on the floor, crouched down, rocking back and forth like a psychopath.
What is the matter with you?
Do we have time to
play
the list?
Play the video back. Let me hear it.
Here's a... Heck no. Go ahead, look all you want. Show your friends, your family, your grandma.
He is not embarrassed.
Honestly, if I could go back in time, though, I would go back and beat that kid up just to knock him down a
peg.
Come on.
Let him know, hey, man, it's not going to be how you think it is.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Oh. 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 Oh.
They, in the movie, they do it much better. It's awesome.
Okay, first of all, that is not in the movie.
That's not from the Karate
Second
Kid.
Of all, that song is Kung Fu Fighting. It's not karate. That's Kung Fu, which is something different.
Oh,
you know what?
That's right.
I say this with love. Get out.
Sounds good.
Are you okay over there?
Okay.
You're like falling.
Move on. That's so sweet. Now, that honestly makes me want to go and listen to whatever the heck he said.
And honestly, I even took a picture of myself crying just to prove that I was actually crying my eyes out.
There you go. A little look back. His last day was Monday.
Uh-huh.
He's helping out the family. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
He has decided not to move here with us and continue on with the show. So we're going to miss him, Intern Vinny. Now, the question is, what do we do now?
Because I don't know.
I need help.
I need help.
Also, I'm a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I can't be in this room with you all by myself forever.
So more on that to come, I suppose.
It's all the way.
We get a very nice compliment from a listener who called in. Said he likes the fact that we will say we are not political and you're not talking about politics. But I have to talk about something political here.
Oh, boy.
This is making me a little crazy.
Okay.
And listen, I've made fun of him a lot. And probably made jokes that were a little too soon about Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, he is known as being a left-wing guy, right? And I'm convinced that a lot of the hate that he's getting right now, because he went back to work this week and he posted
he
a video.
Did?
He's filming a new movie. And they are going to, and you know I'm a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
They're going to do Match Game again.
They are.
So
okay.
He's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know the deal, he was given a prop and he used the prop. And unfortunately, the prop gun was loaded and killed somebody.
Right.
Now, that's what we know. Now, unless something more than that comes out, and I've read about it because I'm fascinated, unless something more comes out, I don't know what could come out.
Right.
There's no criminal act here.
Right.
And there are people attacking him saying that he should at least be serving time for involuntary manslaughter. Well, I took the time to go and read up on the case law for involuntary manslaughter. It has to be gross negligence.
Right.
For example, you and I have a friend whose kid was involved in a situation where someone was letting them... sled tied to the back of a car and the kid gets seriously hurt.
Yeah.
Now that would be
in a coma.
God forbid,
terrible.
Had the kid died, that might be involuntary manslaughter because
right.
he didn't mean to kill the kid. But what kind of a moron
would do that?
Would do
right.
such a thing?
Right.
Well, Alec Baldwin is just an actor, and sure, is he an arrogant guy? I guess.
Is
he throw temper tantrums in public?
Sure.
Yeah. Is he kind of, do you think he's just a jerk? Maybe,
mm-hmm.
but he certainly didn't kill the person on purpose.
No.
As far as I can tell, reading all these stories here. So it's just kind of crazy to me. And then there's another guy, he posted here, he said, well, if Alec Baldwin had been one of the people at the Capitol on January 6th, instead of killing his coworker, he'd be in jail.
Well, that's a little different. How do you compare the two?
Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
How do you compare the two?
That's what I'm saying, is that the guy's getting attacked because it's political, because the right-wing people don't like him because he's a left-wing person. But, and that's fine. Uh-huh. Don't like the guy.
Right.
But there's clearly not involuntary manslaughter.
Well, again, I think this goes back to a lot of the things that we've talked about. You like what you like. And
now,
so
should he have demanded a better staff and not worked on some B-movie? Maybe so.
Right. I don't know. I feel the situation, honestly, I follow his wife on Instagram, and I know that they have like five babies under the age of six. And so I personally am not a huge Alec Baldwin. I think he's funny, but I'm not a huge fan of him as a person.
I'm not a fan of him either. I just happen to like the Match Game show, but I'm just defending the guy sense that he's not.
I do. I feel bad for him because I don't think he ever meant for any of this to happen. And I, you know, whether he goes to court or not, that's not up to anybody except for a judge. So I think that it's...
But he's been trending for 2 days, and all the hate is coming from people that I think what they're
because he's going back to work. That's why he's been trending.
That's why it's trending, but I think the people that hate him, it's about politics. Right. It has nothing to do with the actual case.
I'm just saying, I'm someone who doesn't really like him, and I do... I'm not political at all, but I kind of feel bad for him because I'm like, I don't think he meant to hurt anybody. I don't think there was any intention there, but I wasn't there, and I don't know, and so I'm not going to comment on it. But to compare it to somebody who marched into the Capitol building is a little different.
It's a little bit different, which goes to show how this is all just, you just don't like the guy.
Right.
It doesn't mean he's actually killed anybody on purpose.
That's tough.
That's crazy.
Honestly, I feel so bad for his wife and all his kids.
Now, having said all of that, do I think he should be back to work like nothing happened? Probably not.
Well, maybe he needs to.
He doesn't need to work. He's got millions of dollars in the bank.
He's got a lot of kids.
He probably should take some more time to figure out what the hell just happened to him.
He doesn't want to. He's got a lot of kids.
I do understand that, though. Yeah. I do understand that.
He's seriously has like five or six kids under the age of six. He's like, I gotta go to work. I gotta go.
And you know what? It's none of your business anyway. Does Alec Baldwin affect your life?
Well, he's an actor, and that's part of his job, is to be talked about. It just is. That's part of a celebrity's job. That is part of their job. So I don't know.
It just kind of bothered me a little bit.
Clearly.
Who cares? You know.
Well, you do because we're talking about it.
I guess so. It's not him in particular. It's the fact that people make up these excuses to get angry about things. It's like, what are you doing? You know, go buy a donut. Calm down.
Right.
All right.
Donut sounds really good right now.
Time for hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every day we search that hashtag and we share stories from moms just like this.
At Chelsea Patterson said, can you believe it's only 10:20 a.m.? This is to the people with children in their house.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, maybe that's how Alec was feeling.
Yeah, he's like, can you believe it? It's only 10.
I have to get out of the house.
Alicia Thompson said, parents be like, no, you can't have candy for breakfast. And then we give them Lucky Charms.
And then you give them Lucky Charms.
It's me. I'm the parent. Vicky Erickson said, my kids who hate mushrooms, onions, and celery just ate veggie pot pie, and I made it, cooked full of all of them. Lesson number 156, my kids are full.
Let me just ask you a question. Does anybody like mushrooms and celery and all that? I don't think anybody likes those. I don't know.
I mean, I like to cook. I could like to cook with them. I don't like to, you know, pull them out of the fridge and just eat a mushroom.
Yeah, unless there's some hot wings next to it. Who likes celery? Hashtag mom.
Gosh.
Every morning, 7:20, 9:20, we search it and we share them. Well, it's a Friday tradition. We have a fresh new batch of dumb crook news. We started doing this on the weekend because maybe you're having a bad week, not like these people.
Mm-hmm.
So we scour the police blotters from sea to shining sea for these award-winning stories of your fellow citizens who have ended up behind bars. At least you don't have that happening today, right?
Hopefully.
All right, dateline to Naples, Florida, because it's always Florida. 59-year-old Eugene Bigham claimed he was Mick Jagger.
He was really working it.
You do that sometimes.
While interrupting a party at a restaurant, jumped onto a stage. I guess they had a little stage there. They got the jazz band playing while you have your dinner. Mm-hmm. He jumped up on stage and caused a scene in the restaurant before authorities were called. There's a mugshot of him. Now, he does kind of look like Mick Jagger. But authorities get there and go, sir, you're causing a disruption. And he got hostile. He goes, well, I can because I'm Mick Jagger. Of course, he's not Mick Jagger. Mm-hmm. You see where we're going
and
with this
here?
And
how would that sound if he was Mick Jagger? Do it.
That was me, Mick Jagger, out of Florida.
Was that Mick Jagger or Arnold?
Kind of sounded like Arnold. Yeah. That's why I didn't feel like doing it today.
Okay.
Do we have the picture of him?
Yeah, I have a picture of him. We'll put the picture on
Facebook. He does kind of look like Mick Jagger.
Well,
Mick has probably lived hard. This guy looks worse, okay?
Well, he is from...
He's probably younger but he looks worse. But he is, of course, from Florida. All right, dateline to Alabama, Somerville. That's what more do you need right there?
Right.
2 months ago, 23-year-old Somerville resident ran away from police during a routine traffic stop. They were finally able to track him down, found him at home, hiding in the dryer.
What?
There's a police body cam footage of there. He's in there.
Was it on?
He's in there in the dryer.
He turned the dryer on?
It kind of looks like that. I'm not sure.
Is that him fighting or him going through the dry cycle? I don't understand.
I found the sock. I've been looking for this.
Wow.
No, he's wearing garments provided to him by the state.
Sure, sure.
Let's go across the border, shall we? Dateline to Toronto, Ontario. A cop there pulled over a woman for driving erratically. It was about 2:30 in the morning this past Tuesday. She is 19, old enough to drink in Canada. That wasn't the problem. Yeah. But it did appear as though she would not pass a breathalyzer test. She said she had not been drinking. When he asked for ID, she made the mistake of reaching in her wallet and handing him the gift card to the liquor store that she had just used.
Oh, no.
That still had some change on it. Doot, doot. He's like, I still, because of procedure, have to run the breathalyzer test, but you're showing me the card with which you purchased.
That's the and my face is right here. It's right here.
Also, the empty bottle of Jack in the back is kind of a telltale sign.
Drinking hard, huh?
Another story from overseas. Our dateline to Germany.
No soup for you.
Where a Czechoslovakian real estate tycoon filmed a YouTube video of himself driving 259 miles per hour. Now, they go by kilometers, but he's driving what would be 259 miles per hour on the Autobahn. Now, to be fair, they do have a stretch of the road there in Germany where there is no speed limit,
but they
believe he might have been involved in a car race, which is illegal on the highway. Name is Redeem Pesser. If he is convicted, he could spend 2 years behind bars. He has said he will never spend time in jail. I think he's implying that he can buy enough attorneys or whatever because he's a real estate tycoon.
Sure, sure.
Can you imagine getting in trouble in Germany? I mean, these people start world wars, okay? I wouldn't screw around, pal.
No, also, that's really fast.
Why were you driving so fast in the car?
Does it say what kind of car he was driving?
He's driving a 2020 Bugatti.
Wow.
So he's driving an expensive sports car as it is.
Because all I could hear when you said that was how fast he was going. I mean,
are going to need to test drive it, of course, for the purposes of this trial. Also to pick up the babes.
Wow.
That's right. All German people talk like Nazis because I've seen Indiana Jones movies. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you are. It's my whole worldview.
That's your point of reference.
All right, one more. Dateline to El Paso, Texas. Good news. You hear a lot about the border crisis.
Uh-huh.
Our agents at the border have seized 243 pounds of bologna.
What?
That's right. 243 pounds of pork bologna was seized. It was being illegally brought across the border from Mexico into Texas by an Albuquerque, New Mexico resident.
What?
He had 55 pounds of bologna in an SUV. They then caught another car that they believed to be with him, and a total of 243 pounds of bologna were seized. Both people were fined $1,000. The bologna is now in the hands of the Custom and Border Patrol office.
Wow. Why is it illegal to take it? Because they weren't claiming it?
I guess.
Well, that's a bunch of bologna, okay?
What more can I say than that? Keep all the bologna out. Build a wall. Dumb. Crook news. The aforementioned Valentine's Day on its way on Monday. There's something trending on Reddit this morning. People talking about their engagement stories, things that went well, things that didn't go well. Had a great engagement, but my marriage was terrible. All these kind of things.
Oh, geez. Right?
So we've lined up a couple of phone callers, I'm told here. Horrible marriage proposals. This is how I would celebrate Valentine's Day, is I come up with this.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You've proposed a lot. We've talked about this before. Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go.
Which of the three?
I don't know why I set myself up for these
things.
I know,
you've done it four times, technically.
Four times? I don't know. I'm not even sure.
Four?
When you're not even sure, when I have to stop and think about it, it's a lot. Why?
Which one was the most planned?
Which one was the most planned?
Numero uno?
Probably the first one one that there was a ring involved, yeah.
Which one was the most romantic?
Oh, I think ours for sure.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, ours was not planned. I mean,
it was not planned.
There's no surprise about that. It's not that I wasn't. I mean, I think you knew that I was going to, and I think I knew that, and I wanted to. Uh-huh. But it wasn't necessarily planned where I had all the details planned. I took some time to think about some other things.
Okay.
I mean, it goes to show you. I mean, I don't mean to get into, the history of the world here.
Uh-huh.
But I think it goes to show you that there should never have been a relationship with the first one there. because I was doing all this stuff that I wanted to be able to say for me.
That you did.
This is where it was because I like this place.
Yeah.
This is the kind of ring it is because it's what I think a ring should look like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was all about me checking these little boxes for myself.
Uh-huh.
And I think with her, you know, she had a picture of herself and her world, and she had a head cut out and just able to post my picture
insert
on.
Insert photo.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you buy a picture frame and they got that good-looking black and white family there?
Yes.
Whoever those people are?
Yes.
It was, that's what her deal was. Is
right.
Let's just, I need to find the guy to be in this picture.
All the planning is not the best.
I think the planning can be fine if your heart is in the right place.
Sure.
I think in retrospect, that was a doomed relationship.
Right.
Because my heart was not in the right place. I was doing all of this because I was like, well, let me, Rob is going to have a wedding now.
Yeah.
And this is what, you know what I'm saying? And maybe there are people that do this, and that's why 50% of us get divorced. I don't know.
Was number two planned?
Not really.
No.
No.
But you did have a ring.
I did. So,
it was semi-planned.
But I don't know that there was much thought because I just did it in the apartment I was living in at the time.
Right.
So there was
you still semi-planned.
I didn't take her anywhere. Yeah. I intentionally paid way less for that ring than I did.
Intentionally?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, because we have phone callers lined up here.
I know, but I'm just wondering because you got on the topic and now I'm allowed to talk about it because the mic is on and so you can't just turn it off.
You can talk about anything you want. You don't like hearing about these things.
No, I'm genuinely, because you're talking about.
Go ahead, ask away.
Was the proposal, you're saying the people on these phone calls are people who proposed.
A lousy proposal or had a,
right.
Made a lousy proposal.
Right, it was a lousy proposal. So in your opinion, because you've done it so many times, have you done it in a lousy fashion, or do you think all of them are really planned or not?
I suppose the first one was just off the cuff. I mean, I was 18 years old, just being an idiot,
right,
you know?
Right.
And I never gave her a ring or anything.
Right.
So that was just...
It was just, I love you so much because I'm 18, please marry me?
Sure, I was getting carried away.
Right. And the second one was...
And the second one was the first one I actually proposed to, and so that was very planned, and that was all about me, you know, pretending I was John Cusack in a movie.
Love Actually.
And the second one is, yes, I did say I'm going to ask, and I went and bought a ring. But I, in my head, went, well, the last one was a disaster, and I never got the ring back, and I lost money. So I'm going to go out of my way to just go to the mall and buy a ring, which is true, which is what I did.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that was that great. And then with you, while it was kind of a spur of the moment, let's actually have this moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I suppose there was planning in the fact that we happen to be spending a night in the city.
Yes.
And I said, this is going to be, and I love... You know, I mean, I suppose that's kind of a movie moment, too, but it wasn't a this is for me.
Right.
It was a this will be a special thing we can do together kind
right.
of thing, which is why this
and
relationship
also,
is not doomed.
Like you like to point out, I already purchased a dress. So,
well, I mean, that is true. So I figured since we're here, why wait till the next time we're here or whatever the situation is? I mean, is that fair?
I was just wondering what your thought, since you have callers lined up on their
thoughts. I think if I'm being honest with you, that's what doomed the second relationship is that I was like, I still want to be a person who's married for me because I want to have this, but you have no say. I'm just going to.
Right.
Because I already did this once, so I don't care about you, but I do need to do it. You know what I'm saying?
But I need to do it or my parents will kill me.
Well, I don't know that they cared.
No, I'm just teasing. Oh, you like a typical Italian family, they want their son to get married and have babies.
Well,
and,
I mean,
you know.
I think they cared in the sense that they wanted me to stop calling, you know?
Right. That's fair. That's
Can
fair.
Can you just go bother somebody else?
Right.
So in that sense, yeah, I suppose that's true.
Okay.
Do these answer all of your questions?
They do, yeah. I was just asking because you said that these
So I would honestly be able to look you in the eye and tell you by far my proposal to you was the best one.
Look
and
at that. It's still, we're still together. So
yeah.
We've got that going
so,
for
I mean,
us.
I do think that there's some, you know.
Right. Well, I'm interested to hear some terrible proposals, and I'm wondering if they are still together.
We have no time for this now.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
But we'll go ahead and grab a couple of them. Hello.
When I heard you say this, I have the least romantic. My husband and I, we were living in sin. We were in college, and I went to work, and I said, could you just do the laundry? And I came home, and I mean, I'm talking like a 2-foot heap of laundry on the living room floor. And he proposed to me over the dirty laundry. He hadn't even washed it.
Wow.
That's so good.
That's amazing.
All right, line one.
I had a friend's parents tell me their story. They were together for about a year and a half, lived together for half a year. One night, they were watching TV in their recliners in the living room. He just looked over at her and said, hey, you want to get married? And she was like, sure.
Aww.
The next day, they went and got rings.
Well, there you go.
That's
Nothing
cute.
Wrong with that. Sitting in your lazy boy, the spirit moves you. I get that.
I guess. I wonder what they were watching. What moved him to say, hey, you want to get married?
Watching the salad shooter infomercial at 2 o'clock in the morning. All right, let's squeeze in one more call. I'm told this is a good one.
Okay, I was a couple of months pregnant, and my husband, not husband, he was my boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. We went to the Galleria, and he says, pick out a ring. I was like, oh, okay. So we found one that we both liked, and then as we were walking out to the car in the Galleria in the parking garage, he was on the second flight, and he got down on one knee and proposed in the stairwell of the parking garage at the Galleria.
I think that's kind of sweet. I don't think that, I mean, I guess it's not a surprise, but it's not unromantic. It's very Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Sweet Home Alabama?
No, they get married in a parking garage?
No, they get married in a, they get engaged in a jewelry store.
But that's where you get your ring, right? Wasn't it
my first one?
Yeah.
Yes, it was very Sweet Home Alabama. You go to the jewelry store and they say pick one out, and but except in Sweet Home Alabama, they went to Tiffany and Company. I went to K.
Right. All kind of makes sense because he's something of a redneck. Not that there's anything wrong with K.
Stop it.
Not that there's anything wrong with K.
Stop it.
We're happy to have you on as sponsor. No, listen, he is kind of a redneck in his own way. Let's be honest here. Wears tank tops like it's his job. Okay?
It's just a different style.
All right, thanks for those calls.
It's He Said, She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
We were talking about this yesterday. Man, we just got loaded up with text messages, phone calls, and we thought we would save a couple of them. We have time for some more calls this morning. We were talking about famous people that went to your high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that might seem like, it seemed to me kind of like an extraordinary thing that not everybody would be able to say, I went to high school with somebody famous. But I was blown away with the number of people who said they went to high school with somebody famous, knew somebody famous that once went to their school, or had a friend who had someone famous went to their school. So we started getting some phone calls. And I said, well, you know what? Instead of just trying to cram them all in and rush through everything, let's just do part two. I don't know that we've ever done this before.
No, I don't think we have. But we had, I mean, there were hundreds of answers. I was really surprised. And it was kind of fun to see the people whose, my parents grew up in San Francisco. I grew up here.
Yeah.
I grew up here. And just to see where all these people went to
this
school.
This is like a little snapshot of Americana.
Yeah, absolutely.
that's what you have right here is a little bit of America with people moving from here to there in this town, and it's kind of fascinating to hear about. So we thought we'd do some more of these today. So you got time to get to us. You can text us or call us 774-4444. You can also go on our Facebook page.
And if you have a picture, please share it. We had Melissa in Tom's River sent us her, I think this is a kindergarten picture. I'm going to post this on Facebook today. It's got Mariah Carey in it. So it's her kindergarten picture with Mariah Carey.
Wow.
And she was best friends with her growing up. And so she sent me this picture and said, can you guess which one is Mariah Carey? So I was scanning through. So maybe you can guess which one is Mariah Carey. I'll have to put it up there, though.
Let me see the picture now. I want to take a look, and I'll just tell you if I can.
Here. I got to make it a little bigger because it's kind of hard to see.
She's going to be the one with the big hair, be my guess.
I could find her right away.
I can't see. I got my glasses are not good enough for that. I'm going to guess she's the one in the middle.
Well,
maybe.
Yes, but now you just gave it away. Oh. So.
Just pretend you didn't hear that, okay?
Yeah, no, you can. You know what? She really, if you have ever seen a photo of Mariah Carey's kids, it looks just like her kids. So as soon as I saw it, I knew immediately who she was. It's crazy.
And somebody else just posted a current headshot of Wolf Blitzer from CNN. And I don't know if they were just doing that to tick me off.
Yeah.
Or if they actually went to high school with Wolf Blitzer. I really don't know. Because I think he's very...
I hope they did it just to make you mad.
But they probably just did it just to tick me off. Because then you wrote back and said, oh, Robbie's favorite. And they said, ha, 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 ha. So I think he's just harassing me. So there's plenty of time to get on Facebook. You can send us a picture if you can. You can text it to us, 774-4444. We do have some calls still that we saved from yesterday, so we're going to play those back. It's all coming up here. He Said.
She Said.
Famous people that went to your school. Please stay in touch with us this weekend. Get the podcast, get some interviews to catch up with. Full form interviews there on demand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of fun. Just search Robbie and Rochelle wherever you get your podcast, or go to our Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning page. You can follow us on all the socials. Ooh! In my hand, the envelope hermetically sealed, kept last night next to Pat Sajak's $100,000 winner in a week. Did you see that over on the Wheel of Fortune?
Really?
They got two $100,000 winners.
Oh, that's awesome.
You check your spin ID, make sure we're not $100,000.
I check
winners.
It every day. It's not $100,000, only $10,000 in the spin ID. But
I'll take $1,000. Let me just tell you. It's Fun Fact Friday! Inside a hermetically sealed envelope, facts that are fun. Things you don't really need to know, we just thought you'd like to know. These are fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese, not one of the ingredients of Cheese Whiz. And there are 27 of them.
Really? Really?
Cheese, not one of the 27.
That's gross.
Cheese is for, you know, rats. And I ain't a rat.
See, these are fun facts. Uh-huh. As of last year, the number of people still using AOL's dial-up service was Scott Shannon. No, just kidding. Low thousands, they say.
Whoa!
Low thousands.
Wow.
There's okay. Nothing wrong with having an AOL email address.
Okay,
that's
no.
Just fine.
Mm-hmm. You're a real jerk.
The luxury cruise lines Princess and Cunard both have the morning after pill available on board. What is going on those cruise ships? You're worried about catching COVID on the cruise ship.
Wow.
What happens on this cruise ship?
Okay.
The first chocolate bar was made in 1847. Up to that point, chocolate was just used as a drink.
Really?
Man, what was... Nobody thought of this? That I would have thought... Isn't that kind of like the egg before the chicken?
I guess, but liquid chocolate doesn't suck either.
I think they're talking about like a chocolatey drink, like a chocolate milk, you know, like grinding up the cocoa beans into a...
Well, it used to be very expensive, so they probably had to, you know, use it sparingly, so they probably... That's why they... I don't know.
I would have thought
that
somebody would have said, we make a... we
right,
eat
or
chocolate.
When it gets really cold out and it gets hard, you just... That's
nobody thought of this?
I don't know.
Do a little IM chat with Scott, you know? How you guys doing? All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five, the five big old trending stories this week, from number five to number one. Number five, here's someone trying very hard to teach a little kid how to say kitchen. It just ain't working, though.
Oh.
Kitchen.
Chicken.
Kitchen.
Chicken.
Kitchen. Kitchen.
Chicken.
Chicken. Chicken. Kitchen. Kitchen.
When I work for Scott, this is kind of how that went.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of what I was like. A little slow to the uptake.
Wow.
That poor kid. Number two, Kanye West. I'm sorry, Yee.
It's Yee now.
Has posted photos. This is so creepy. On his social media of Kim Kardashian and their kids. I mean, I understand that it's his ex-wife or whatever she is, his ex-partner. Yeah. And I understand that they had children together. But to take photos that you didn't take and you were not present for and post them on your page is a little strange to me.
Honestly, he's really going off the rails a bit because he last week then deleted everything on there. And then he was saying that Kim was out to get him. And then he was dating someone. I mean, he's...
Well, he is in what is described as a serious relationship with a Julia Fox. And he posted underneath this picture he posted of Kim that he wants God to bring he and the family back together. I got to tell you, I wonder either he's totally lost his mind or this is some sort of a publicity stunt, you think?
I maybe. With him, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. He's got that Dota thing coming up.
It's not funny anymore. Like,
it's
I just feel kind of bad for
him. Yeah, I know. Like, I feel like there's something going on here.
This is a let's call in Dr. Phil situation.
He might
need
a conservatorship. I'm just saying. Where's Britney's dad? Leave. What's he doing?
Jamie Spears. We got a gig for you. Yee. Jamie. Yee.
Are you effing stupid?
Number three in a new survey, 48% of football fans say they'd like to see the game move from Super Bowl Sunday to Super Bowl Saturday.
Yes. Can you say Super Bowl, by the way? Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can't come up with your own contest for Super Bowl.
I was just making sure.
Well, I think there's some people just trying
it's
to
just
stay away.
It's the big game.
Yeah.
We want the big game on. I agree. I think that either the Monday after should be a holiday where everyone gets it off, or it should be moved to Saturday.
Well, there you are. So then you don't have to get up in the morning. You stay up late, eat all the nachos, have a little food coma.
I know. The next day is just not good for me, like digestive-wise. So
I imagine, I don't have the stats on it in front of me, but I imagine it's much like the day after we spring ahead where everybody's groggy and there's an increase in traffic accidents because of it. All we need to do is move it back one day. It would help a lot.
But don't they spring ahead on Saturday into Sunday? So technically you do have at least a day.
I'm going to need a week. Okay. I'm going to need a week to get used to this.
That's fair.
So we can work on that. Number four today, by the way, is the 41st day of the year. And this is an interesting stat, speaking of statistics. This is the day on average that people abandon their New Year's resolutions. Are you kidding me?
It took
40. Most people are done after 4 days, okay? Give me a break.
I didn't even set one this year. I was just being realistic with myself.
And number five, a new security guard at an art museum in Russia gets bored on his first day on the job. He is now... in custody because he drew eyes on blank faces in a $1 million priceless painting hanging in this Russian art museum. Several things here. First of all, if you're going to commit a crime, if you're going to become a con, I wouldn't do it in Russia.
No.
Second thing here is there is a $1 million painting on display. They have art museums in Russia. Yeah. It's not a place I would go for high culture.
I'd like to add a third. Don't they do a background check to like know if this guy is qualified to be around $1 million paintings?
I don't think they worry about the background checks. Like if you screw up, they shoot you.
Yeah, that's fair.
In other overseas news, I have to mention this. There's a new restaurant called Karen's Diner. It's going to be opening in London. It's kind of like that Dick's Last Resort where they intentionally treat you terribly.
Oh, Karen's Diner?
Yeah. So this is all the people that work there act like quote-unquote Karens. They already have a couple of locations in Australia. Here's why I love this story. I was not aware that the Karen was a global phenomenon.
I did not know that either.
Did not know that.
Well, there you go.
That's so American.
World famous celebrity birthday file this finally Friday. Taylor Lautner, 30.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of those teenagers in those Twilight movies. Yes. Now he's 30. Jennifer Aniston, 53 today.
She looks fantastic.
Sarah Palin celebrating. And Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island. Gone but not forgotten, Burt Reynolds, Leslie Nielsen. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about Burt Reynolds all week long.
Yeah, we have.
The guy that sang the Monster Mash, one of my favorite songs, Bobby Pickett was born on this day. One of the Gabor sisters, Eva, and Thomas Edison, born on this day.
Wow.
Today is National Peppermint Patty Day, and we're talking about actual peppermint patties, not the little girl from Charlie Brown. It's Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day and National Make a Friend Day.
Well, there you go.
I would make a friend that has an AOL account. Send him a little message.
Good luck with that.
How you doing, man? There she is. All right, so we are rolling here, and I'll just give you a quick introduction. From the rock and roll band, I'm going to call them a rock and roll band. That's had, I think it's 20 top 10 hits or something like that, and a couple of top 10s. Big old band performing at the Carteret Performing Arts Center this weekend. From Little River Band, it's Wayne Nelson. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, good. You consider yourself a rock and roll band? Sometimes people say soft rock. What label do you put on yourself?
I like to use the word melodic rock.
Melodic rock.
A lot of harmonies and a lot of layers to it. And over the years, the band has, you know, personnel have come and gone and left their mark, and we've the show rocks pretty hard now. People enjoy it, love to dance, love to come up and sing and sing all those hits. So, I think we're a melodic band with a little bit of muscle, I guess.
Now, Wayne, people are hearing you, and they might think, I thought Little River Band started in Australia, and you did, but you joined the band around, 80, 81, somewhere in there, because I remember Night Owls is the first one you sang lead on. You were not from Australia. You came to the band about 40 years ago, so you're one of the newbies.
Right. 42 years later, I'm a newbie.
Right.
I was the only American added to that Australian entity back then. The travel and the distance of Australia became part of the reason that people started leaving the band, because, you know, bands have a wave and then they have an ebb, and then they, you know, you can climb the hill again if you stick it out. And some people just decided that the travel was too much, and being that far away from home was too much. And, you know, long before cell phones and internets and convenient ways of staying in communication and stuff. So it took its toll, but we, you know, the ones that stayed decided not to give up, and we became an American-based band. We've got an Australian on the crew, but there are no Australians in the band anymore. But the history of the band and the essence of it is those vocal harmonies and guitar harmonies, and they are there. Everybody in the band sings, all five of us, and it's something that can't be reproduced. You know, the five vocals with that blend that you get with it, you can't do that with a machine, or you can't fake that. So we're very proud of that, and the show is still really strong. And to add to that, a few years ago, the drummer in Kansas and I were talking. He said, "You guys would sound good with an orchestra. I got to go now. I got to go to orchestra rehearsal." And I said, that's a great idea. So we started adding either large or small orchestras, and we're bringing one of those seven-piece ensembles to Carteret tomorrow.
Wow.
So people are going to get to hear the strength of the band, but also the class of having that orchestral stuff on top of songs like Cool Change and Take It Easy on Me, Reminiscing. You know, it just adds an extra layer of emotion and class, if you will. So it's a it's a very, very strong show. It's a lot of fun.
I have to imagine with one of your biggest hits being called Reminiscing Now, it's one of the things that draws people to come and see you is that these songs are timeless. They bring back great memories. It must feel pretty good to you that they still touch a chord with people. You're able to move a crowd, you know, all these years later singing these songs for so long, and it still gets people, you know, right in that nice warm and fuzzy spot.
Well, absolutely. And the truth of the matter is, after 40 plus years, we're not playing the songs for us. We're playing the songs for them to relive memories, to close the front doors and forget about the, you know, the mess in the world and just and get away from it. And it takes everybody back from different levels. Reminiscing is one of them. Cool Change is one that so many people have named their boats after. And Lonesome Loser, Night Owls. There's such a range of music for the band that there's something there for everybody. And you're absolutely right. To watch people light up song after song and go, God, I forgot they did that one. And then there's that one. And then bang, they think we're done and there's another one coming. It turns out to be a great night. I call it an interactive scrapbook because we get people singing, clapping, and being part of the show, if you will. And that always engages everybody. And that energy transfer is what it's all about. I've played Reminiscing close to 5,000 times. It's not like something I run home to do. We do it for the people that come to see the show. And that's just the long and short of it.
Yeah, so don't go to the bathroom. Don't go to the concession stand during Reminiscing. you're going to hear.
Do not leave your chair. Right?
So don't do that. Has there been an oh wow moment for you in the years with the band? I know you worked with Loggins and Messina even when you were a young kid before you joined the band. Has there been a moment where you said to yourself, man, this is just the coolest job in the world. I can't believe I'm doing this. Has there been a moment like that?
Well, there certainly was. The oh wow moment was when they called me back, first of all, because we met, we talked about doing this. 3-4 months went by, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure, they're going to call. And I called down there to remind them, hey, you said April and whatever, and said, yep, don't worry about it. We're you know, we know where you are and so on and so forth. I said, okay, and I was just like, this is not going to happen. I'm in Santa Barbara, there in Melbourne, you know.
Yeah.
And sure enough, mid-March of 1980, they called and said, this is where we're going. You got to be here for 2 weeks, then we're rehearsing, then we're going. And the oh, wow moment. There were some warm-up gigs in Australia to obviously get ready to go and do a world tour. But my first big show with the band was about 3 weeks later on my birthday. My 30th birthday was in front of 125,000 people in Munich.
Wow.
And I went, oh, wow.
No big deal.
Fleetwood Mac, Bob Marley, Don McLean, so on and so forth. It was one of those. Yeah, this is going to work. This is great. You know, you work your whole life thinking maybe that could happen, and then the day that it's there, it was an eye opener. That's for sure.
Oh, that's some great stuff. Well, it's really special to talk to you. Like I say, these songs are timeless, and they just make people happy, and that's a beautiful thing. So, tickets are still available, limited, but there are some tickets still available. Carteret Performing Arts Center. So please check out their website or call the box office if you're interested. Wayne, thank you so much for making a little time for us, and have a great show tomorrow.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to the. We've never been to the Carteret Performing Arts Center. Looking forward to the new venue.
Yeah, it's a great new venue. I think you're going to love it. So, perfect.